The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Peter said, "Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for everyone?" And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and prudent manager whom his master will put in charge of his slaves to give them their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of many possessions. But if that slave says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and if he begins to beat the other slaves, men and women, and eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour that he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. That slave who knew what his master wanted but did not prepare himself or do what was wanted will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a lighter beating. From everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. And from the one who to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded." The Gospel of the Lord. On September 19, 1984, a television series called Highway to Heaven was launched, starring Michael Landon. It ran until August 4, 1989, for a total of 111 episodes. It was all about helping people on Earth find their route to heaven. Even though NBC, the National Broadcasting Corporation, said it would never be watched, it was so successful that it made NBC the most watched network in their existence. Yes, the series was successful with millions of people watching, but there is even a longer running series showing us the road to heaven. God has been showing us how to get to heaven from the very beginning of human existence. He has given us the very rules we should live by and make it to heaven. He has given us many examples to observe and has disciplined people for getting off that successful route. He had planned out from the beginning of all time because he wants people to succeed in getting to heaven. It's when people absolutely refuse to listen or obey that they get themselves into trouble. Let's take a look at history and observe a few examples. Adam and Eve were already living in an awesome place, the Garden of Eden. They pretty well had run of the place, and the only rule they were given was not to eat of a particular tree. But no, they had to eat of it. And to punish them, God kicked them out of the garden, and they had to go to work. Can you imagine? They finally had to go to work. They just weren't told to sit in the corner for 10 minutes, and were banned from the Garden of Eden for their entire lives. But it was their own fault, because God had told them in advance of what he expected and wanted. Now let's look at Abraham. God said, go to this other land. And off Abraham went. In advance, God said, in her old age, Sarah would conceive. And she did. There were more things that God said to Abraham. And because of his obedience, they happened in favor of Abraham. Because Abraham was obedient. The Egyptian Pharaoh decided he was bigger and better than the Israelite God and decided he was going to control life and throw all Israelite baby boys into the Nile to drown them. One baby escaped, and that baby was Moses. Later, Moses was the one that delivered the rules of God to the Pharaoh. And after several warnings, several signs, several plagues, and the Pharaoh still refusing to the will of God, Moses commanded the waters by the power of God to return and drown the Egyptians, just like the Egyptians had drowned the Israelite baby boys. Now let's take this a step further. After the Exodus, God told Moses to strike the rock and bring forth water for everyone to drink. And Moses, instead of just striking it once, he struck it twice. And for that, God didn't let him enter the promised land. God does not fool around. I'm quite sure Moses could count to one, and for some reason, he did it twice. Look at what it cost him for not being obedient. Some things in life are just not negotiable. When you pull a pin on a grenade, you've got 10 seconds to get rid of it. It's not time to start writing it all out in Roman numerals or trying to decide if you're going to count backwards from 10, or did the instructors mean boom? It's too late. The grenade just went off. The 10 seconds are up. And the consequences are irreversible. You don't mess with a timer on a grenade, and you don't mess with God's rules. I don't know where your road is taking you, but God's road leads to heaven. We have to stay vigilant at all times, 24/7. We can't afford to step off the road to heaven for even a moment, in case that's when we are called home. It reminds me of a story I heard long ago. An insurance agent was trying to sell insurance, life insurance, to an older couple. He quoted them $500 a month to be covered for $250,000 worth of life insurance. The old man was choked. He said, "Are you sure? You don't have anything cheaper?" The insurance agent glanced through his book again and said, "Well, I have a policy here that covers you for $250,000 for only $250 a month." The old guy says, "Oh yeah, that's more like it. I like that one." The insurance agent said, "It's not commonly taken out though, because it only covers you if you die on even days of the month. You have to take out a second policy if you want to be covered for the odd days of the month." No one would gamble with their life insurance like that. So why gamble with the eternity like that and only have heavenly coverage when we are in church? What about the rest of the week? Are we still following God's plan, or are we gambling with our soul? Believers have been waiting for over 2,000 years for Jesus to come back, and that could wear us down. But let's look at what Jesus says about that in today's gospel. "Blessed is the slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says to himself, my master is delayed, hence 2,000 years, in coming, and paraphrasing a little, becomes unruly, the master of that person will come on a day that he does not expect him, and in an hour that he does not know, and will cut him in pieces. Cut him in pieces does not sound like a God that will make you sit in a corner for a time out. He means business, and he does not tolerate insubordination. Throughout the Bible, God warned many people and nations of what would happen if they did not heed his warnings. And if they refused to listen, then he punished them. Through the Word of God, we have been warned in advance that if we don't heed his direction, we will not enter the gates of heaven. We've been warned the same as many other generations, and we know what happened to them. As much as we think we are no different than any other generation. Heed the warnings and stay on the road to heaven. There is no refunds. There is no reruns. It's a one-shot deal.
Let us now profess our faith in God as we say,